cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 15th of September 2008. I always advise the newcomers to look into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you can download lots of talks I've given in the past, which help to piece together the big jigsaw puzzle we call reality. And I add to it, I add all the little bits the mainstream media omits to show you, with facts, you can verify yourself that we were controlled by another system altogether outside of that which you think you elect. It's a world government. It's been in existence for quite a long time. Also look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel for transcripts which you can download and print up in the various languages of Europe. Now you can also donate to my website at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and that keeps me alive. And believe you me, it's expensive, very expensive, keeping all this going. You can also buy the books I have, and there's another one out. You can see it on the website. You can buy the DVDs and CDs, lots of talks that I've given, burned onto MP3 discs. Some of them are 40 hours per disc. That's a lot of listening. And I try and help you take the shortcuts to understanding. I cut through all the BS that's out there. I cut through all the New Age characters who've joined the Patriot Movement, whose job it is to confuse you even further. And I tell you the hard truth being that you are your own champion. For every type of personality out there, there's a group already established for you to follow. And that's how you run the world. You give the shepherds and the sheep just follow along. That's why we're in such a bad state. And that's why the elite laugh up their sleeves, which are made of wool, of course, that comes from us, because we're so easy to discern and control and lead. We are on a roll, a massive roll, towards what they call a new world order that just isn't an ending of a phase where we can put our feet up and say, okay, we're global now, so what? It's an entirely new system. Remember after 9/11, when we heard the quote that came over television, things will never be the same again. They meant it because they're talking about a brave new world, a socialist system, the culmination of the amalgamation of communism and capitalism, which was set up to become that way at the very beginning. A controlled society where you can't breed without permission. I noticed in the papers recently they were talking about a dog that was down at the World Trade Center after the bombing that they created a hero out of. And some big arts council that's a front for all the high technology has given a grant to get it cloned because the dog is now sick. And it said, most clone-worthy. Clone-worthy. And that's a term you start to hear more and more as they started to use it for people too, because that's what they mean by it. Clone-worthy. Are you clone-worthy? Can you serve the system? Are you worthy to be chosen? That's coming at record speed. And all those that they say have junk genes or defective genes, and mind you, you will not be the one who decides if you do or don't. The experts will do that. Will you go to the garbage bin, or will you get to be clone worthy? I'll be back with more after this break.
All Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There we go.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural prior you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the brave new world that's coming in, and are you clone-worthy? And here's another article. It follows right on the heels of this because this topic has been reared a few times down through the decades from what you think is the left wing, really, the socialist side of things. Remember that there's right and left wings both attached to the same bird because that's the con game that's been pulled on us all. And this is from Switzerland, of all places. Those who've been so proud over the centuries of their freedoms and their rights that no one else had. But of course, they're going down the hill too, ever since they adopted the European Union. And it says here, this is from swissinfo.ch on September the 8th, 2008. Do Swiss parents need a child-rearing license? We've heard that before in the Western countries. And it says, should children be allowed to have the last word? An organization is calling for the introduction in Switzerland of nationwide standards for parenting courses. The demand by the Swiss Federation for Parent Education has raised concerns that parents will soon be legally obliged to attend further education classes. But Andy Schumerperlin, the SPE president and member of parliament for the center-left Social Democrats, tells Swiss Info the goal is not to interfere in parents' private lives. Really? Well, isn't the very inference of it to interfere in parents' private lives? But of course, it's not that at all. You see, this is to lead you into accepting one plank of this particular manifesto. And the next part will be, of course, are you fit to be a parent? And then it will be licensing of parents. It says, can one learn to become a good parent? And the Truperlin says, yes, I'm convinced you can. There are phases in which all parents reach their limits with their children after birth when they start school or during puberty. Parenting has become a greater challenge today, especially when one's child is going through puberty. Well, no kidding. No kidding, because they're getting taught through the world system of education from UNESCO, you see, that anything goes. Sex, 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 just have sex, sex, sex. What was it that Lord Bertrand Russell says? If they can introduce them into sexual play before puberty, they'll come to become basically addicted, hyper-addiction. And they're less likely to mate. That was the real purpose of the whole thing. And all the entertainment industry pushes sex, 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 sex. You'll never hear any of them talk about those that lead the culture industry. And it never blame them for where they've been taking us. And it's all by design. If they wanted you to go back to Little House on the Prairie, they'd make it so if it suited the purpose of the elitists who run the world. But it's not, you see. It's depopulation. Depopulation. So read that article and see where this is going. And it doesn't take much imagination. Just say one plank, the next plank is you have to get licensed to be a parent. It's the same old socialist stuff they've been pushing all along. And remember, socialism is really the sort of communistic style that the bureaucracies have to run the public under for the fascist elite at the top. As I say, the two wings belong to the same bird. Always remember that. And I've been talking for a while about how they gave us the internet. The internet is a great tool if it was left alone, but it's not to be. It was never designed to be free and for free speech for very long. It was to get you addicted to it so that once they change into the new system, you'll still use it. Very few people will pack it in and say, well, it's no use to me now. They'll keep watching it because they're addicted to data now. They're addicted to data. It doesn't have to be truth, just data. And we know that the big boys are getting first dibs at the new internet system that's coming along. And this is from the BBC. And it's hard to see that's a little conspiracy station, is it? Although they certainly have run lots of conspiracies since they began. BBC News, it's 15th of September 2008, warning sounded on web's future by Pallab Ghosh, science correspondent, BBC News. The internet needs a way to help people, you see. This is how they introduce totalitarianism, to help people separate rumor from real science, says the creator of the World Wide Web, the WWW, which is 666, the new man. Talking to BBC News, Sir Tim Berners-Lee said he was increasingly worried about the way the web has been used to spread disinformation. Well, how about the mainstream media all these years? Sir Tim was speaking in advance of an announcement about a foundation he has helped create that will vet websites. Vet websites, that means censor. The foundation will brand sites that is found to be trustworthy and reliable sources of information. So you know who they're going to be, don't you? Sir Tim talked to the BBC in the week in which CERN, C-E-R-N, where he did his pioneering work on the web, turned on the Large Hadron Collider for the first time. The use of the web to spread fears that flicking the switch on the LHC could create a black hole that could swallow up the Earth particularly concerned him, he said. In a similar vein was a spread of rumors that the MMR vaccine given to children in Britain was harmful. See, here they go. After all, they've got to kill us off, right? Sir Tim told BBC News that there needed to be new systems that would give websites a label for trustworthiness. That means you're on board, you're politically correct. And I've said that. All the Patriot stations and all the web stuff that's to do with the reality of the world will be banned. Because unless you become politically correct. So So they give websites a label for trustworthiness once they've been proved reliable sources. That means they've been stamped okay by those who rule the system. On the web, the thinking of cults can spread very rapidly. And suddenly a cult, which was 12 people who had some deep personal issues, suddenly find a formula which is very believable, he said. A sort of conspiracy theory, of sorts, and which you can imagine spreading to thousands of people and being deeply damaging. Sir Tim and colleagues at the World Wide Web Consortium had looked at simple ways of branding websites, but concluded that a whole variety of different mechanisms was needed. Well, I'll hand that over to the guys who are masters, MI6 and MI5 are masters at giving black propaganda. That's what they call it, black propaganda, when they smear you as a bad guy. I'm not a fan of giving a website a simple number like an IQ rating because like people, they can vary in all kinds of different ways, he said. So I'd be interested in different organizations labeling websites in different ways. Sir Tim spoke to the BBC to publicize the launch of his World Wide Web Foundation, which aims to improve the web's accessibility, and I'll add, to those who are trustworthy. Alongside this role, it will aim to make it easier for people to get online. Currently, only 20% of the world's population have access to the web, and they'll get stuck on it. Has it been designed by the West for the West, asked Sir Tim? Has it been designed for the exclusive and teenager in the modern city with a smartphone in their pocket, or executive, I should say? If you are in a rural community, do you need a different kind of web with different kinds of facilities? The Web Foundation will also explore ways to make the web more mobile phone friendly. That would increase its use in Africa and other poorer parts of the world where there are few computers but plenty of handsets. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where it's going. As I say, the unfortunate thing is these guys know by good marketing and smearing, as I say, the black arts and black propaganda, they will eliminate all those they don't want on the web, and they'll bring in nothing but political correctness. They'll keep politics and stuff like that. They'll keep scandal with the stars because they always give you lots of trivia to keep you occupied. But you only find that those who ask questions like who on earth is spraying the skies every day and causing the storms and all of that kind of stuff, that's not going to be around much longer. And they know through marketing and good campaigns, most folk will keep using the internet. It's very important, in fact, to control the world. The computer is essential. It's essential that we put all our data up on it. You know, there's females now getting pregnant, young teenagers, and putting it up on their websites and MySpace and stuff like that. They have no idea of what privacy is. This generation growing up have not a clue of the value of privacy because they really believe that everything that's told to them by the mainstream, by their teachers and so on, is real. They live in a wonderful little utopia. They really believe that. So who needs privacy, do they? Anyway, I mean, who needs it? So that's where we're going with this. It doesn't, as I say, we're limited now on the time that we have got left because the new internet system is coming in. This censorship is going to take force very, very quickly. They've had lots of meetings at the United Nations about it. And this particular character, this frontman who pretends he's an inventor, will lead the charge to have it all censored. And you'll have nothing but the mainstream propaganda about vaccinations, etc., from the very pharmaceutical companies that manufacture them. That's where it's all going. Now, talking about chemtrails, there's a good site that just came up on chemtrails. It's a chemtrail alert system. And it's also under, I believe, owsweather.com. owsweather.com. And I'm going to talk about this site and others when I come back. It's time we got into this and started spreading this very quickly. Back with more after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we are Cutting Through the Matrix. We're cutting through the matrix, this strange reality, this more propaganda and indoctrination than actual physical reality, definitely not mental reality. Most people are never conscious throughout their entire lives and they go to their graves never really knowing that the world has been led and guided. Every song they ever sang and whistled and danced to, every fashion they adopted was planned for them in concert by those who run the culture industry. Very important to run culture if you want to direct a system and a society down a certain path. And I'm talking about the chemtrails that I've watched all summer. I've watched them for 10 years as well. And it's quite astounding to get thousands of photographs sent to me. I can't even keep them all. There's so many from all over the world with the same trails going back and forth and crisscrossing the sky and forming these big, mushy clouds. And then in comes the rain. And people are getting physically ill from all the stuff that's coming down. They get bronchitis, and I'm talking about non-smokers too, and children and all age groups. But they just cannot clear up this bronchitis. It keeps persisting. But no wonder, because how much chemical can you really breathe in until you're at a loading dose? It's highly irritant to the linings of the lung. So here's one man, one guy, who is a meteorologist who does have his website up there. And it's owsweather.com. Also, I think it's called weather alert or chemtrailalert.com. He's put a website up there on who is getting sprayed today. It's just like a weather forecast. And I guess he uses the satellite surveys. Now, people should really emulate this in every country. We've got to start doing it very quickly because we're all getting dosed with this stuff from this universal air force that no one's taking responsibility for. And they've been told by the Canadian Department of Defense that politicians have no right to ask questions on this particular topic. Therefore, it's a must be, and we're not being told why. And for 10 years, they've been doing it pretty well regularly. They were testing it out from the 50s onwards. But for 10 years, these last 10 years, we've been getting dosed and dosed and dosed with it. So look up this website. I'll put a link on my site. And you can have a look and a little laugh, too, because he's doing it exactly the same way as the regular weather stations give you your weather, only he's adding in the trails and the spraying and who's likely to get dosed today. Interesting way of doing it. It's an intelligent way of doing it, too, with a little bit of humor added. And people should emulate this. Try and emulate this because it's imperative, very imperative, that we start to knock all of this down very, very quickly because it's got to have its death toll on the people of the planet. I know it's killing the birds off. I can go through the forest and see hardly one bird, and that's just not normal. You don't even hear them at dawn. You used to hear the cacophonia of them in the mornings as they started to sing, as the sun would come up. You don't hear anything now. You don't hear them coming in to nest, all the different ones, until the pigeon comes in the end, or the dove is the last one to make his call. Doesn't happen anymore. You've got to use your own perceptions to realize what's happening to us, what's happening in the world. I'm also putting up another couple of links. I think they're based in California. And they have some stuff up on YouTube, but they also have Los Angeles Skywatch. That's losangelesskywatch.com. They are also talking about the chemtrails and doing something about it. I hope every country starts to emulate that. Everyone could put a site up in every country and start pushing to have some answers here, because they're not going to do anything until enough people are complaining and telling them, hey, we know what's going on. We see the stuff. We see it. So stop denying it. We've got to know what's happening. It's our health that's at stake here. And I mean that. This is like life or death here. We can't pussyfoot around anymore. And don't you get disgusted at being treated like children. You're not supposed to even notice what's happening in the skies above you. And then they've got the audacity to tell you you're imagining things. Isn't that typical of the big liar at the top? You're imagining things. And then the air forces of the world have been told to give out the same reply to every inquiry. Oh, it's just condensation trails. Then they explain in baby talk what condensation trails are, forgetting that some of us have memories as to what condensation trails look like. Not like these massive, mushy, horizon-to-horizon things that don't disappear. Quite something. I've seen bundles of this spider web stuff coming down. I had to laugh, too, when they were testing it out in the 60s and 70s. The air forces were testing this stuff. It's a polymer construction designed for the military to bring down viruses and bacteria to the ground. And big balls that would come down and cover cars. And the major media went into action, of course, to cover the ass of what was really going on. And they said, oh, it's angel hair. It's from UFOs. And, of course, that discredited anyone who mentioned this stuff. Oh, you're one of these UFO nuts. That's how they do it. They always use UFOs. Angel hair, they called it. That's when they were testing it. I've seen this stuff coming down lately, and it's from these big jets in a UFO. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. There's a couple of callers on the line. I'll take them now, just in case I talk on too much later on. I've got Bernard from Philadelphia. Are you there, Bernard?
Hey, how are you?
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first I'd like to add to the topic you were already on. If your callers will go to scribd.com, S-C-R-I-B-D.com, and search for Teller, they will see... They will be able to download the document put out by the scientific laboratory that he worked for,
yeah,
where he advocated the use of aluminum for altering the weather.
Yes.
And if you go to PubMed.com, P-U-B-M-E-D, and you do a search for aluminum and Alzheimer's,
yeah,
there are a lot of articles there which confirm that Alzheimer's is caused by aluminum.
Yeah, they've came out with that in the British Lancet back in 1971, that they actually found high concentrations of aluminum oxide in the brains of Alzheimer's disease. So they've known this all along.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Question about Churchill.
Yeah.
It seems like if you read Downing Street Diaries.
Yeah, that's and Fringes of Power is the other one. Yeah.
Right. And a controversy of Zion and a family matter. It seems like Churchill is out of the loop. And I'm having trouble understanding this. I don't think he was, but if you read those and you don't do any more research, it seems like he's out of the loop. Can you explain that?
I don't think he was out of the loop. If you read Fringes of Power, written by his personal secretary during the war years. The man is now a sir. He's elevated to a sir. But he said that Churchill said to his peer group, as he was telling the public, doing propaganda for the public, fight for our way of life, etc., right, just preserve it in our culture, he was telling his own peer group that this war was the best thing that ever happened. It would bring in a united Europe. He was in the loop, all right.
And in Controversy of Zion, it always seemed like Roosevelt was, Churchill was against communism taking over half of Europe.
That's Churchill's right-hand man was Alfred Zimmermann, who was head of the British Communist Party.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay. What's the name of the book by Lenin where he predicts that the Soviet Empire would last only 70 years?
I'll dig it up for you. I've got about 36 of them in my back room on Lenin. Yeah.
Okay. All right, one last question. Lord Mountbatten, I have read that he was involved or was approached about a plot to overthrow the British monarchy. What do you know about that?
Lord Mountbatten was, his name was called Tricky Dicky. He liked young boys who were fair and very young. And there's no way he was going to overthrow his own people. He was part of the same Prussian dynasty as the rest of the royal family.
In Downing Street Diaries, there was something in there about the House of Windsor, their royal mansion being changed to
Mountbatten. It's true, it was changed. It was changed because the real name is Saxe Coburg Gotha.
Right.
And a war with Germany, with a Prussian-German royal family, didn't go too well with the British people, so they got the propagandists out, and they went back to the Tudor times and picked Windsor and used that as their surname.
Okay. All right.
Changed it, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go then and give another caller a chance to ask some questions.
Okay, sure.
Thanks.
And now we've got Maggie from Texas. Are you there, Maggie?
Yes. Good evening, Alan. Since you're talking about contrails, I will just mention that I've also found the CaliforniaSkyWatch.com website very useful in that regard. But what I really called about was that today a very interesting article appeared in the ordinarily worthless Austin American Statesman, and the headline is Social Networks, Online Gaming Drawing Closer, and it's about a big gamers convention that takes place every year in Austin. It's actually a national and international game developers conference, and what the hot topic this year was bringing these social networks like MySpace and Facebook somehow together with the massively multiplayer online games like World of Warcraft. And I can't really explain it without reading the whole article, but the article is worth reading, and it is online right now.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who wants to see it, I don't know how long the Statesman keeps it up. The author is Lily Rockwell, and that's spelled L-I-L-L-Y, two L's. And so if you Google that name along with a few good key terms like Austin, American Statesman, Game Developers Conference, stuff like that, the obvious, you will reach that article, and it's quite fascinating.
Oh, okay. I'll have a look. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Now I've got Mo from Oregon. Are you there?
Mr. Alan Watts, good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
I'm just hanging in. I got back from town, so I'm very tired.
I know. We love your show, indeed. Always you talk something that we don't know, and I mean, you are a very spiritual minded person you are, and comments, and I have a question. I mean, my comments are, today we saw that Bank of America came almost over $7 down. I mean, we saw that Washington Mutual is going to go under, which is $2 right now, their share. I mean, we see that other banks, et cetera. I mean, once I talk to my relatives, I mean, I tell them with the situation, I alert them, and then what will happen, they are very indifferent. They don't give a damn about anything. Why is that? Is that how the society is or what? I mean, can you explain a little bit about in that area? Then I ask you one question, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see, again, it's all to do with the bonding, how we've all been broken and separated and isolated from other people. We do not feel other people's pain, and we're so dumbed down and socialized, we still believe that as long as we personally are okay, then Big Brother is going to keep taking care of us in an okay fashion. People have lost their survival instincts. You don't realize that when other folks go down, a chain reaction can eventually hit you. And people also have been taught not to look at the negative. That's all through the New Age. Don't look at the negative stuff. We'll be okay. And when it does hit them, they fall apart because they are not expecting it. They're not prepared for it. So people have been socialized to such an extent. They don't care what happens on the East Coast, the West Coast, or the North or the South, as long as they personally are okay.
All right. Thank you for that response. And my last question is for you is this Hadron Collider that is been already hacked by the Greek hackers that they put GST on their computers at this big installation in Geneva under the tunnel between France and Geneva that are doing this exercise. I mean, what do you elaborate on that, and what do you think something bad will happen as a result if they go successfully with the experiment?
I don't think anything bad will happen. I always think that any publicity is good publicity. Who knows about the hackers? If these guys want to keep something 100% secure, believe me, you wouldn't even know it existed. So I'm a bit suspicious about it. But it definitely will have military applications. Everything goes for military first, and then down over the many years, we get the spin-offs probably 20 years later in our households. That's how we got the microwave oven. And yet Germany were using microwave technology all through World War II. So we'll get some spin-offs down the road, but we won't know the whole truth of it either. And I'm not too worried about it. Anything that's in the mainstream like this, I'm not worried about at all.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, sir. And I wish you best evening you ever have. Bye-bye,
sir. You too. Bye now. Yeah, I'm more worried about the spraying that's going on constantly, that has been kept totally quiet from the mainstream media, because this is a must-be. It has to fulfill the weather changes to make us believe we're responsible. That's essential for this agenda to go through into the brave new world situation that they've dreamed up. And they can't do it without weather manipulation, and the spraying is an essential part of it. And I'm sure it's got many other functions, too, that won't be told about, maybe until 50 years ahead when no one can think for themselves or care, when they declassify it all. Now we've got Mike from California. Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here, Alan. How are you?
I'm hanging in here, yeah.
Alan, before I ask some questions, I have some concerns about your book.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to your previous shows, and I believe you said you were also working on a new book besides the transcripts that you released.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Do you know when exactly that will be released, or just like an estimate?
It should be, I hope to be out in 2 or 3 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my main question was, see, today I was talking to a few activists, and they told me about Lyndon LaRouche, and they said how their views are kind of in line with yours. And I'm wondering if you are familiar with the man.
I know enough about him, I believe. I do know that he takes you off, and it does explain a lot of the stuff that's happening, but then he spins you off into we've got to go global and build bridges and all off that Masonic terminology. So I'm suspicious of that angle of it.
Yes, actually the activist himself told me about how he plans on creating those bridges, and I found that kind of I was kind of skeptical when they mentioned that, and they kept luring me in. They said, "Oh, this man, like they claimed he's a savior, and we need to follow him." And whenever I'm told we need to follow one man, I always think, I don't think that's the right thing to do because he could just lead you astray. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you had any other insight on this man, because I don't want to trust him have blindside without getting more information from you.
What I've found over the years is that we've always been given heroes to follow, which seems apparently, initially at least, to be fighting the system. Very often they come out with news which you can later verify, but it's brand new to the public that they've never heard before. So sometimes they're given information, I think, to build them up into hero status. I've seen it with even the ones who first came out with the HARP technology, you know, exposing the HARP, and now they all belong to NGO groups that are in the United Nations. And they claim that we should hand over all this technology and ability to decide about technology to the United Nations. So it falls right in with the agenda, with what the United Nations wants. So I'm skeptical about people who are pushing globalism. Does it matter if you go on one path or the other path? You always end up on the same path of utter and complete socialism. I don't believe this is the way to go at all, personally. And I warn people all the time, don't follow a single leader. You've got to be able to seek out their information for yourself and go over it and verify it, all of it. And because the person may be a good speaker with lots of data, you have to be careful, because in amongst that, they can slip in stuff you'll take for granted, and you don't realize you're being led into the same darned agenda that you thought you were fighting.
Yes, that's true, because they've been throwing a lot of different ideas inside. For example, they've been saying how his ideologies will prevent a sort of catastrophic meltdown of the economy we have right now. They're saying how the economy is so bad, within a few years the money system will be totally drained out and money will have no value. And using that type of fear-mongering, they said that we should follow what Lyndon LaRouche was claiming. Mm-hmm. But I think I need to do more research on this man to find out if he really is the real deal. Because
You must. And here's the thing with money. I've said for years that when the United States is finishing off its job of eliminating Islam and standardizing the world for their masters, those at the top, because all the ones on the top of the United States are internationalists, they're not nationalists at all, then they'll be pulling the rug from back home as well at the same time. This is the agenda. And, you know, it doesn't matter how you manage money when you have the same international bankers running the whole world's finances. You've got the World Bank doing it for the United Nations. You'd have to eliminate all of that and start from scratch. That would take something. That would take a miracle to get that going. We're living in a con game system of debt and the selling of debt. Now, most of the debt for the United States is held in the hands of their supposed arch enemy, the communist China. Mm-hmm. No, that didn't happen by chance, which means that these are not their arch enemy after all. You don't give your arch enemy the power to pull the plug from under your feet. China is managed by the same globalists as the United States is managed by. So until these characters start addressing all of that, I'd be very cautious.
But do you believe that this ruling oligarchy can be beaten? Do we have a chance at all?
You can't beat them by fighting them in traditional methods. These are the masters of war and chess. The world is a big chess game. And we are the pawns. We're expendable on the board. And you have to find a different direction outside of the way they want to bring us. You've got to remember, too, that money is a means to an end. For the elites don't really need it as such. We support the elite. We have to earn the money. We must believe in the money for them to live at the top so well. Money is an idea. It's just an idea, like a price is an idea, too. And yet we've been trained from birth that there's nothing outside of money. We're not taught to grow food. We're not taught to survive in any way except go out and earn money, get a pay packet. We need a new way. Now, the elite know this too, and they're going to bring us into a new way where governments, after the world crash, and they are going to create a crash when it's time. I don't know when it will be, but when it's time, they'll create a crash, a total crash, and then they'll come out with a solution that once we're all destitute, and they'll say, here's what we'll come up with. The government then will issue credits to every citizen. Bertrand Russell talked about this as far back as the 1950s. That is the agenda. So money is a con game. And how on earth can you sell debt to other people to hold, who then profit from the debt itself? It's an utter racket of slavery. That's what money is. I'll be back with more after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about the fact that you cannot follow people blindly. And there are ones out there who are part guru, part apparently patriot types, who are coming and blending fact with fiction, and now everyone's looking for aliens to come and save us or kill us, depends on what side of the fence you're on. You have to really, really sort out what's real for yourself and don't let others do it for you. And when people can talk eloquently and have lots of backing and have lots of airtime, just because you like them, and that includes me too, you've got to check on what I say. And that goes for everyone else you listen to, because there's a lot of fakes out there that will lead you as they claim to be going to try and deliver you, they'll lead you right back into the same road that they're all going on to, globalism, and coupled with money, et cetera, until this whole idea of debt is wiped out totally, is torn up and thrown away. And until countries' treasurers stop selling off debt, selling it off, how can you sell debt off and make a profit off it at the same time? Then every citizen in that country is responsible for the debt that we do not incur. We'd have to get a whole new system devised, and that would take an awful lot of arguing amongst the people themselves if it was done truly democratically. We know the elite are bringing a system in where you'll be given credits. You cannot save up. You'll start with the same number at the beginning of the week, and it's to be used for punishment and control. If you don't go along, they'll withdraw your credits, you can't pay your rent, and under the system of the habitat areas for Agenda 21, it's going to be no private ownership of private property in those areas eventually. Eventually. Now, how many years they'll do to phase out private ownership, I don't know, but that is their agenda. They've stated that. And no private transportation either. We are going to be trained like Pavlov's dogs. And that's what's on the cards. Now, remember, as I say, you can help keep me going by buying the stuff on my website. There's not an awful lot there. I don't go into the other advertisers and so on. I don't get money for advertisers. The advertisers you hear on RBN pays for RBN and all the debts that they incur, all the costs of keeping the station going, keeping the engineers going, all the equipment you have to have and upgrade, etc. But for me, I rely upon you. You bring me to you. And I do have big expenses here, and they are mounting all the time. And it's all to do with what I'm doing, which is talking to you. So you can buy the stuff on my website. You can also donate to me. That keeps me going as well. And we could go further and bigger and better while we have a chance, because I know by 2010, when the new system comes in of internet, plus the censorship, I'll be gone. I have no doubt on that. They'll come and close me down because I expose a lot of the stuff that's going on, and that's not politically correct these days. You're going to get the authorized versions only when the new internet system comes in to play. That's just fact. Now, before the music comes on, the site you should check into is called ARS Technica. ARS Technica. U.S. Customs announces massive new database on trucks and drivers. This is for the border and all the information they're collecting upon you. Have a look at it. It's quite scary. And from Hamish and myself, Ontario, Canada, where they spray the skies regularly, 2.5 months of rain, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Gold has been.